Jim or James, I'm sorry, James, calling us from Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright. Question for you. Interesting. Since you guys have the pH capsule Heidelberg testing equipment, in the last, I guess, what, 40 years or so of practice, did you ever have confirmation of testing some of your maybe staff or some volunteers after they eat a specific food? For example, we're told that if you eat melons, it's better to eat them alone because it alkalizes the whole system, and also lemon and citrus fruits. Have you ever had people just specifically eat, a cup of that specific food and then test their stomach environment to see what pH is visible on the pH testing equipment?
Well, we certainly thought about that, sir, but the reason we never got into it is that the capsules themselves, with the little teeny pH-sensitive electrode and the FM radio transmitter and so forth, are a bit pricey. They make up most of the price of the test, actually. And so if we ever had a research grant to be able to do so, we would be able to. But as the business of natural health care, particularly at Tahoma Clinic, is getting people better and not like that gosh awful article I read to everybody's being at the program. It's not making big bucks. We just simply are able to pay everyone who works there. We're able to keep the place going, but we're not making big bucks enough to do that kind of research. But it's a very good idea, and we have thought of it, and thank you for bringing it up again.
Wow, gotcha. All right. And you guys are only one of two. I'm looking on their map of physicians that have the equipment. Looks like there's only two in the whole state of Washington there.
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of sad. I'm very surprised the gastroenterologists have never adopted it, but probably many of them are still into prescribing just acid-blocking medication rather than trying to figure out whether it really needs blocking. So that may be why.
It's terrible, yeah. And I read on their site there that all the major pharmaceuticals, the huge conglomerate corporations, have the equipment and use it on pretty much a regular basis to test their patented drugs before they release it to, the rest of the world. So it's ridiculous.
I shouldn't be laughing, but yeah, it makes sense. That's the use they're putting it to. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.